Hi, I'm Lucas James.
And I'm Jordan Ross.
And I'm AJ Quesada.
And we're the co-hosts of How to Scale an Agency. After scaling our own agencies to over $185,000 per month in sales and working with agencies doing hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue like Hawk Media and Neil Patel, we've made this show to interview the top digital marketing agency owners and highlight the fastest ways to scale your agency. If you would like to join the best digital marketing agency community on the planet and let us help you scale, go to twiz.io to sign up today.
All right, welcome to another weekly episode of How to Scale an Agency. And today we're going to cover how to land well clients, and this is part two of a three-part series. This is truly the secret to earning more in your business without working more and making your business mega profitable. Today's episode is part two of a three-part series on how to land well clients. What we covered last week in part one, which you can go back and watch from 1 week from today, is what well clients are, what the benefits are to your business of landing these big fish clients, how you can enhance your offer to attract them, and how to adjust your niche and how to actually find these clients in the first place. So if you missed last week, go catch it. And today we're going to talk about picking up from last week, actually getting into lead gen and how you can get these leads and what we do to find these clients in the first place. So this is all to help you learn how to increase your prices and find and land big fish clients. And this is going to help you so that you can get paid 5 to 10 times more for the same work you're already doing. It's really the true secret to earning more money from less time spent in your business. So if you're struggling to break past your current revenue level, this is really the number one thing you can do to solve that and be able to get a massive revenue boost in just a few months' time. Now, why I decided to make this series, two reasons. First of all, 5 years back when I landed my first whale client, it was a client for lead gen that paid me $15,000 a month, and that changed everything. It totally changed my mindset on just how I can grow my business because that client was paying, at the time, my biggest client was paying $3,000 a month. This was $15,000 a month, and it was 5 times the pay, but it was not 5 times the work. In fact, these bigger clients were easier to manage. So this totally changed my perspective, and then I went all in on it. And then recently I did a poll in our Facebook group and I polled 8,000 agencies and found that this was the number one most important topic that everyone wanted to learn. And I couldn't find any other good information out there. So I decided to make this three-part series. And I talk to agencies and consultants all the time who have a lot of clients and they have their business going well and it's making okay profit. But what I keep hearing is they feel like what they're taking home isn't worth it compared to all the effort put in, all the clients they manage, and something needs to change, right? So a lot of times when I'm speaking with a client about this before we work together, they're getting leads, they're closing clients, they're fulfilling and having happy clients, but they're still left with just not much profit at the end of the day. And again, it feels like they work too much for too little. I had the same problem for my agency 4 or 5 years ago. And now after consulting a lot of other agencies at Revenue Boost, I've seen this a lot. And the reason why this happens, the reason why you could feel like you're doing all you can when it comes to generating leads, improving your sales process and making your fulfillment better and better, checking all the boxes, is because you're not addressing the core issue of who you sell and what you sell has more of an impact on your growth and profits than anything else. So when you create a higher ticket offer and you focus on selling this to whale clients and find bigger companies who could pay you more, this is the way to solve this. Now, on the other hand, there's a lot of agencies and service providers I've worked with who already realize the value of getting whale clients and developing a premium, super high ticket offer, but they struggle to sign clients for it. And the first question I get asked when I'm working with someone on their offer and their sales process is, how do I handle the pricing objection, right? People are telling me the price is too high. How do I navigate that? Or they ask, like, how do I get my prospects to see the value and want to pay for my highest level package? So they think the problem is rooted in their sales abilities and their objection handling skills. But most of the time, it's not. It's really a marketing problem of who they're talking to, and they're not really generating the right leads in the first place, right? So they, often they've changed their offer. They've started to create this higher level package, but they haven't changed the types of leads they're getting. And even if you're as smooth at sales as the Wolf of Wall Street himself, it's almost impossible to convince a really small business like a local brick and mortar to pay you $5,000 to $10,000 a month, right? So where most go wrong with trying to land more big clients is, first, they're talking to the same people they usually talk to, rather than being proactive about actually finding bigger clients and shifting their niche focus in the first place and talking to people that have bigger, deeper pockets, right? And most agency owners and service providers, they just don't have a lead gen strategy in the first place. They rely on networking and word of mouth. And the thing about relying on referrals and word of mouth is you don't really control what comes in. And what happens is you tend to stay stuck in the same pool of people if you're not doing your own proactive lead gen, right? Because people know people that are like themselves. So your clients will keep referring you to people that are just like themselves. So if you have, hyper-local businesses as clients, they usually know other local businesses, other brick and mortars, and they're going to refer you to be people at the same level as them, right? So it ends up being this self-fulfilling prophecy and never-ending cycle. Second mistake people make when trying to get web clients is, you know, they do start trying to market and generate leads. They do it the same way they did to get their current client base, right? And they don't recognize that there's big differences in how you approach and market to web clients versus small businesses. So, you know, they end up using the same channels they used to get the first clients they had, the same messaging, the same lead gen process, but they're expecting a different result. And that's just because it's all they know. So let's fix that. And first, let me cover what the differences are on how getting leads is different when you go upmarket to bigger businesses. First, there's really three different ways you can get leads online. I mean, there's a lot of different ways, but you can group all of them into just these three channels. There's paid advertising, which is where you're paying for ad space, right? You're paying for Facebook or Google or YouTube to show your ads to your target market. There's inbound, which is where you're putting content out there, right? Could be anything. Could be podcast, YouTube channel, a Facebook group, LinkedIn, whatever it is, you know, articles on your website, you know, SEO traffic, whatever it is. And then there's outbound, where you're sending cold emails, you're DMing people on LinkedIn, or you're making cold calls. Now, when it comes to paid advertising, it's really, really hard to laser in on a specific B2B audience and to land big companies with this, right? So it ended up being really, really expensive and you're catching a wide net. So if you have a really specific type of client you want to work with, let's say you want to work with, you know, marketing directors, you know, at like really big companies, like Fortune 1000 companies, it's going to be really hard, almost impossible to target them, you know, just with ads, right? The other thing too is these buyers aren't really sitting on Facebook scrolling the newsfeed all day clicking on ads. It's just not really how they buy. So paid advertising is really, you know, generally ineffective if you're trying to land these hyper-targeted whale clients because it gives you just a pretty broad reach. Now inbound, it can work for sure. And we've got whale clients this way, but overall, you're still going to attract all different types of leads because with inbound, you have an even broader net, right? You have less control of who sees your content and who finds you with inbound. So when it comes to getting whale clients, the best method, our recommendation is outbound. This is how I've landed, you know, like 90% of the really big clients that I've had, all the whale clients that we worked with have come through our cold outreach. Because what happens is you can get super high targeted and you can curate a list of ideal clients. You could literally find 100 companies, right? You could handpick 100 companies that are going to be the best fits for you to work with and just reach out to those people, right? So there's no more targeted method than one-to-one prospecting outbound. The other thing too is, you know, these whale clients, these really, you know, higher profile buyers, they're active on LinkedIn, right? LinkedIn is where these people hang out. And also, like, they're on their email all day, right? Any executive of a big company or any owner of a big company, they're on their email constantly, right? So it's just where they hang out. Now, other options you have as well for landing whale clients, like networking is great for this, and also events. You know, I've gotten some really big clients from going to events, attending them, or also hosting events. And you can also buy into groups like associations or masterminds and get clients that way. But really, like, these methods are less scalable and predictable. So today I'm just going to cover outreach and just give you one really good and predictable strategy you can use. And this is the same strategy that helped me land my first whale client I shared about before, which was paying me $15,000 a month. And this was for Facebook and Google Ad Lead Gen. This was actually one of the top 10 solar companies in the world, and they were a publicly traded company. So same method I used to land them is the same method I'm going to share with you now. So you might already be doing some cold email outreach, or maybe you're already doing some prospecting on LinkedIn or making cold calls, and maybe you're already doing some form of outbound. But the thing is, you have to know, like, what's different about prospecting whale clients, because the way you do outreach to a small business versus a really big client is definitely different. So the key difference, number one, is the persona or the job title you reach out to is usually different. When you sell to businesses with less than, let's say, 50 employees, most of the time it's the business owner as your point of contact who makes the decisions on consultants or agencies or vendors that they hire, right? That's pretty much all the time, right? But this changes as you deal with bigger companies. So the rule of thumb is that the bigger the company is, the less likely you are to be dealing with the business owner or the C-suite. As the company grows, the C-suite becomes less involved with nitty-gritty details of the business as a whole, and they become only, you know, concerned about higher level matters like company growth, cost reduction, big picture vision, business strategy, company culture, and et cetera. As the company grows further and further, there's a less likely chance that you actually would be dealing with the owner or the C-suite, less likely chance that they're the ones even making decisions at all on partnerships and vendors they work with, right? So, you know, if you're normally used to dealing with the business owner and you want to deal with bigger, you want to start to land some of these well clients, you have to realize, like, now you're probably dealing with a mid-level manager, a director, a manager, a VP of whatever department it is relating to what you sell. Second thing is that related is that the value proposition and the messaging is different because, you know, now that you're reaching out to different job titles, right? Different job roles care about different things. So the rule of thumb here is that the business owner and the C-suite, they care about the macro, right? They care about higher level matters and what benefits the business as a whole, right? Compared to mid-level managers, you know, directors, VPs, They care more about the micro, and they usually care more about specific KPIs relating to their job. So it's your job to find out, like, if your new target persona is going to be like a VP of marketing, let's say, you know, what are the KPIs they're measured on? What are the things that they're looking at every day and they're trying to improve, you know, to keep their job or to get a promotion, right? So that's what you have to find out. Now, for the owner, it's different. For the owner, the C-suite is just more stats of the business as a whole and these higher level metrics, right? But as you drill down to mid-level management, it's more about finding out like what matters to them and their role and how are they defining success in their role, right? So example, let's say that you're selling content marketing and SEO services. A mid-level manager, first of all, the job title here would probably be something like head of growth, head of demand generation, marketing director, digital marketing director. Someone like that would care about things like organic traffic, how much organic traffic it can bring, positions on Google for certain keywords, and they might want to know like how your strategy is different and how you'll help them, you know, rank against their competitors, right? Whereas if you're selling content marketing SEO services to the business owner or a CEO, they wouldn't even know like what a lot of those nitty-gritty things even mean, right? They would care more about how many leads is this going to get? How many sales can we get? How much revenue can we generate from this channel, right? So that's the difference between the macro and the micro. That's the main difference in how your messaging is different because, again, a marketing director has different problems and priorities than the CEO or a CMO, right? So as you start to deal with different job titles and go down the food chain a bit, you have to understand, you know, how your messaging has to evolve. So that's the second difference. Now, the third difference is you have to stand out and you have to impress these people more, right? As you're dealing with higher profile buyers and whale clients, you know, you have to basically put in an extra effort to impress them and stand out in their inbox. Why? Because first of all, they get advertised to and cold pitched way more than you and I do, right? Because everyone wants these clients. I mean, for me, I get a ton of cold emails each day. You probably do as well. So I receive a lot of cold pitches in my email inbox and LinkedIn inbox, but you and I, we're just small business owners, right? Can you imagine, you know, a C-level executive or a VP of a publicly traded company, someone that everyone wants to work with or like any of those big name brands? Can you imagine how many pitches they get every day? You know, if people like me, you are already getting so many inbound pitches, right? So they get advertised to and cold pitch a lot. So it's harder to actually stand out, right? And also they're just way busier and their time is more valuable, right? So they're not as willing to just jump on a Zoom call as the average Joe is. So, you know, they're busier, their time is more valuable, and it takes more to kind of earn that time from them because they have 1,000 things to manage. And then lastly is their inboxes are busier because, you know, they're managing bigger teams, bigger projects, a lot more they're just in charge of, right? So recently I saw a stat from the Harvard Business Review that the average executive at a business gets 200 to 300 new emails a day, right? That's a lot, 200 to 300 emails a day. So that means you have to try harder to actually stand out. Now, how do we do that? Let's talk about my number one strategy for landing whale clients and standing out to win them over. So what you don't want to do is just do, you know, mass blast cold outreach where you send a copy and paste template to thousands of people, right? That'll work well for small businesses where you're going for volume, but with whale clients that are hard to impress, you want to go for hyper-personalized outreach with massive free value up front. So you want to focus on quality over quantity. This is how I led to my first whale client. I sent them a personalized video about their business and how I could help them and actually show them the funnel I wanted to implement in their business and how it was going to work, right? So massive value up front and really stand out. So I sent these guys like an actual personalized video and they really, really appreciate it. And that's when I knew I was onto something. So to make this actionable, what I mean by this is there's two specific things I do differently when reaching out to whale clients, as far as, you know, what I mean by, you know, giving value and hyper-personalizing it. First, take the time to research them and their business and show it by personalizing your message. They'll take you way more seriously and they'll at least be willing to give you their attention, right?
The agencies that do the best and grow the most are the ones that have excellent offers, great marketing, and great sales systems. Now, the customer acquisition process can be really hard to master. There's a lot that goes into generating leads, closing deals, building a sales team. Especially since our industry is so competitive and there's so many agencies and freelancers out there, it makes it really hard to stand out and grow and win, you know, the clients that you want. Now, fortunately, we've created a free Facebook community with trainings, weekly live sessions, and tons of really valuable networking opportunities with 6, 7, and 8-figure agency owners. You can find it here on Facebook at B2B Sales and Marketing Secrets. So right now, go to Facebook, do a search and type in B2B Sales and Marketing Secrets. Or you can just add me on Facebook, AJ Quesada, and find a link in my profile. There's also a free mini course inside on how to generate more leads, close more deals, and scale your agency. I highly recommend you join. It'll only take 1 minute. And if you ever need any questions or need advice, just email me at aj@revenueboost.net.
So again, if you ever want to drop me a question, email me at aj@revenueboost.net. I love helping agencies and sharing ideas about how they can grow further. And again, go join our free Facebook community, guys. It's so valuable. We have great trainings in there, great posts, and tons of content that we don't normally share with the public. So go to the Facebook group right now, B2B Sales and Marketing Secrets. Drop me a message once you're in there. I love to connect with our community members and check out the video trainings and the free course we have inside. See you there. Now back to the show.
So three different ways you can personalize. So first, focus on the person you're reaching out to. You'll connect more by talking about the person rather than by talking about something you found about their business. So if the person you're reaching out to, the decision maker, do they post content? Are they featured on podcasts? What can you find about them online? Look up their LinkedIn bio and see if you can find something you can relate to, some common ground, right? So that's the first area, right? Second would be researching the company. Look for any triggers, anything happening in their world recently that's relevant to your offer, right? Is there any recent news, like a product launch, a new partnership? Maybe they just received funding, right? Technically, bigger companies, you can find way more about them online, right? So it's easy to find something that's going on recently in their world, and you can use that in your outreach as well. Or you can find, like, look at their social media. What are they talking about in their social media? What's currently top of mind for them, right? And you can mention this in the first line of your outreach. Are they hiring, right? If they're hiring in the department that relates to what you help with, now you know that they're really trying to grow and they're expanding, and you can mention that as well as an angle. Thirdly, and this is really the best one, I would say, if you can find something, if this is available, you know, based on what you sell, is find a problem that they have related to your offer and make this the focus of your outreach, right? Make this what you say in the first or second sentence. So for example, let's say you're offering paid ads, right? Let's say you do like Facebook and Google ads as a service. Check to see what ads they're running and find a problem. Are you offering branding and design? Well, check out their website and social and see, you know, where they're lacking, right? Check out their top competitors and see how they stack up compared to their branding and design. Let's say you're offering SEO and online visibility. Search for some of the keywords that their customers would use to find them and see if they're not number one. And you could screenshot that and share that with the person, right? So the goal is to find, you know, like a problem relating to your offer. That way it doesn't seem like some random outreach, right? So take the time, do the research, and whichever one of the three, you know, avenues you use, focusing on the person, focusing on the company, or finding a problem related to your offer that they have, whichever three avenues you're going with, the main goal is to find a relevant reason you're reaching out, something that just ties into your offer, right? Okay, so first we know that you wanna do some research and you wanna find some relevant reason for reaching out and personalize your message, personalize your email, right? Second thing is you wanna give massive value upfront. So rather than ask for a meeting right away because you know that these guys are 1,000 times busier and they're gonna be less likely just to give time to a stranger, right? And they get, you know, pitched left and right center every single day, constantly. You wanna be different, stand out from the pack by giving massive value upfront and giving a lead magnet. So rather than ask for a meeting, give them a lead magnet, give them something valuable, help them with something in their business, help them actually get a quick win, and give them something that's worth actual money, something that they would expect for you to charge for, something that would have maybe your competitors charge for, right? So give them like an audit or an analysis. People love that, right? It works really well in the agency space. We've seen this work time and time again with our clients in all different niches. So a free audit or a free analysis is always great, like an in-depth one too, something that other companies might actually charge you a few $1,000s for. Or you could do free consulting with a specific outcome in mind, or a free deliverable, right? A free deliverable or maybe a small like free trial or a pilot. So a $30,000 consulting deal that I landed recently, I won this client by offering a free strategy and consulting session. This guy actually was willing to pay, you know, he actually like was talking to a few other people that were offering one like $1,000 for a consulting workshop. But I said, you know what, I'm gonna do it for free because I wanted to win the client. I wanted to stand out, right? So we ended up spending 2 hours together on a Zoom call, and he was asking me a million questions about what he's trying to achieve and how it works. And this was related to LinkedIn and cold email lead gen we were doing for him, or we were gonna do for him at the time. So, you know, at this time he was just trying to see if we're the right fit. So I just delivered massive value. I helped him build this whole plan for how it would look for his LinkedIn and cold email lead gen for his company. And we built a plan together that would work for his business. He was so blown away and so impressed that it was the easiest sale I ever made. I actually sent him the next day a proposal with also a couple of different like add-ons and upsells. And I expected that, you know, like maybe he'd want to book another meeting with me to discuss it, or maybe he'd get his team involved to grill me. But none of that happened. Not even 1 hour after I emailed him the doc, he replied and he said, let's do this and I want all of the upsells. Like he just went for the whole thing right away. So that's how powerful this is, right? So think, like, what's something that's super valuable to your prospects? What's something that maybe your competitors charge for? And what's something you could do that can get them one small quick win that you're willing to offer for free? And think about, like, when someone actually signs up with you, what are some of the first few steps you take after onboarding? What are some of the first few things you do for them to get them a quick win? And maybe that could be your lead magnet idea. Also, 2 weeks ago, I did a full episode on lead magnets and all the different lead magnets I've seen work well for myself and a lot of the agencies I've worked with. So I did a whole little masterclass on that 2 weeks ago from today's date. You can go find that in the podcast and recent videos. Now, here's a few examples. I'm going to actually just share a couple of templates and real life scripts that work. So this is an example for an agency selling email marketing services. Hey, John, I'm a subscriber to your email list. After reading a few of your emails, I honestly felt these could be improved to get you more sales. Can I share a quick video of how to fix this? This could easily generate you another 10 to 20% in revenue a month from your email campaigns. No strings attached. You could feel free to implement the tips yourself. See that? Like, how often do you get an email like that, right? So this person took the time to really, you know, get in there and see what's happening with their email marketing and is willing to share a whole video of tips and tactics and kind of an assessment of how their email marketing is working, right? So that's a really good example. Now, here's one I received recently that absolutely impressed the heck out of me. So this is from a freelance writer that was, you know, approaching me about doing ghostwriting for me and content creation to manage my social media accounts. So here it is. AJ, a few weeks back, I stumbled across this piece of content you shared on LinkedIn, and then she screenshotted the piece of content I posted. And she said, I couldn't agree more with him, especially the first point. Now, I've been digging around your LinkedIn and I genuinely love the value you share, but when I tried finding you on Twitter, I realized you weren't active there. So here's what I did next. I went ahead and I listened to your solo podcast, and then I wrote an email, a detailed Twitter thread, and a LinkedIn post out of it. Here's the link. All you have to do is test it out because, like you, I take pride in my abilities and I believe in getting paid for my results. So the way I attract new clients is simple. I give them a taste of my work and I let my work speak for itself. And if you feel I can help you, then we can work together. I'll help take your long-form content and convert it into LinkedIn posts, Twitter threads, and emails without you even lifting your little finger. Honestly, I would love to work with a person I genuinely look up to, and I hope my work shows that I'm not a beginner in the game. All good, even if it's a no. That was honestly one of the best cold emails I've received all time. And this person, like, they really put the time in to, you know, do something to impress me, right? And actually give me value and actually give me something I use, which I did use it. Now, you don't actually have to make the free thing for the person before reaching out like this person did. What a lot of my clients do in their outreach is we just offer the free thing, like, hey, do you want this free audit? Or hey, do you want me to help you build a strategy? We just offer it first and ask if the person wants it and kind of get them to say like they're interested first. However, if you do go the extra mile and just make something for them up front, it definitely will stand out more. So also, like, another thing was a social media marketer and a graphic designer recently, well, not recently, maybe this was like a year and a half back, but I didn't have an Instagram account at the time for our business, for Revenue Boost. So they actually just made me an Instagram account and they made the first like series of posts. So they just said, hey, I want to help you with your Instagram. Here's what I can do. I just made you an account and made you these first, you know, it was like 25 posts. I was like insane they did this for free. And then I ended up hiring them. So yeah, really, really powerful. It really, really stands out if you're willing to do this. Now, here's the elephant in the room. I can already hear some of you thinking in your head, man, I don't want to have to do all that work to get a client. I've been doing this for so many years. I don't want to devalue myself and do something for free. First of all, I would say it's not devaluing yourself. It actually is valuing yourself because you believe in the value of your work so much that you're willing to just show the person, right? And put your money where your mouth is. But look, I get it. But what I'm here to tell you is that to get more with anything in your business, with anything in life, if you want to get more, you got to get more, right? It takes more work to be more successful, right? Which is why most people aren't. So you just have to get used to it. This is just the price to pay, right? But I'd recommend thinking about it just like, think about the time involved to deliver something for free as a cost of acquisition, right? Almost like, you know, you'd pay a certain amount of money to acquire a client through ads. Think about that with the cost of your time, right? And just focus on how much these clients are worth to you, right? Imagine that each whale client could be worth a multiple six figures to you, or even seven figures over a lifetime, right? Because these clients aren't going out of business. Like, they're going to stay a long time if you keep them happy. So when you put it in that perspective, it definitely makes it seem like a no-brainer to spend an hour or a few hours doing something for them without getting paid up front. All right, so here's what we covered so far today. We covered the best channel for getting leads with big fish clients, targeted cold outreach. We covered the three differences in how you have to approach marketing differently to these three clients or to these clients. And we also covered my tried and true outreach strategy, the hyper-personalized, give massive value upfront strategy for getting whale clients. Now, if you want to dive deeper to learn more about cold email lead magnets, first of all, again, 2 weeks ago from today, I did a whole episode on lead magnets. And also recently, we did a whole five-day boot camp on cold outreach, revealing my entire system step-by-step. If you want to grab that, comment below, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, then just my email is below. You can send me an email and I can get you to according to that boot camp. So if you want to dive deeper on actually like how to put all this together, a lot of good stuff there. So just let me know if you want that. Now, next week, I'll film part 3, And we're going to get into how the sales process works differently for whales and how once you're actually on a call, the sales process is a little bit different when you're dealing with these big fish clients. Now, the reason my clients are able to 5 or 10x what they're getting paid without doing more work and have a simpler, easier to run business is because we help them build an offer fit for whales, identify the right type of client that would want to buy it, and start generating leads for it. It all starts there. When you do this right, you can really take some big leaps and even double or triple your revenue in a pretty short time frame just by landing whale clients. You'll have more profit on each client, meaning you get paid more for your time, and you'll have a simpler, less complex business with less client management for more revenue. So highly recommend you take action on this. And as we wrap up today's episode, I want to offer a special invitation for a few of you watching this that want further help to schedule a 20 minutes to whale clients call with us. If you have an appetite for more clients and you're tired of relying on word of mouth to get business and you want a system that's predictable, if you have an offer that already works, you already have clients, but you just want more of them, if you're ready to make some simple changes in your offer or niche and you're interested to try landing whale clients like we spoke about today, then this is for you. So this would be a complimentary opportunity to speak with my team about how we can help and put a plan together to help you have a systematic, structured approach to getting new leads and calls booked on your calendar with ideal clients, double or triple your revenue within the year, and have a consistent flow of new clients rather than up and down months. So if you'd like some help with that and you'd like to talk more about how to get whale clients, I put a link down below to book your 20-minute chat. You can also just message me or email me directly to talk further and work out a time. All right, thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed this mini masterclass on landing whale clients, and I'll see you next week for part 3.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening and tell us what you think. It really motivates us a lot to make more episodes and helps us out a ton with getting the show out there. Now, if you're trying to grow and get more clients and you'd like me and my team to help you come up with a personalized growth strategy for your agency, we can help. Head over to revenueboost.net/contact and you can book a growth call with my team. This will be a one-on-one call where we'll show you what's working right now when it comes to generating leads, booking calls, and acquiring clients at scale. And you can learn about our programs where we can work with you to help your agency scale and get you more dream clients. Again, head over to revenueboost.net/contact and see you on the next episode.